For more on the proposed changes to the intelligence structure, we're joined now by Vincent Canestraro. He's former CIA Chief of Counterterrorism Operations. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
First, let's talk about this notion of separating the intelligence community by function, not agency. Senator Roberts' idea is if you take spies from the CIA, take also spies from, say, the Defense Intelligence Agency, put them all under one roof. Why isn't that a good idea, do you think?
Well, there is some merit in associating various intelligence functions in one agency. But the problem is if you associate intelligence collection at CIA done by civilians with intelligence collection done by the military, you're serving, in essence, two separate masters. Department of the Defense Intelligence Agency is a departmental function of the Pentagon. It serves military purposes. And they often have different objectives. Some of them are tactical and some of them are strategic. What you would be doing is lumping them all together under one assistant director, and it perhaps is such a radical proposal that it's not practical in today's Washington. And that brings up the question of, really, does Senator Roberts plan to introduce a bill with a detailed proposal to implement some of these suggestions, or is this really just a political gesture? It's not clear at this point.
You would assume those details would come out at some point. His rationale, at least in part, is that turf battles are part of the problem. He's saying we can't allow turf battles to define this debate.
Well, no, that's clear. And certainly if you read the recommendations of the National Commission on 9/11 and their recommendations, they don't have a great deal of respect for various turfs and institutional interests. And I think when you're talking about the national interest in getting the best intelligence we can pay for, and particularly when you look at intelligence as a first line of defense, particularly against terrorism, then you shouldn't worry about turf battles. So starting off with a clean sheet is not a bad idea. But it's such a radical restructuring that it really requires bipartisan support. And to just throw this out as a Republican proposal is probably a way of making sure it doesn't go anywhere.
There's been a lot of concern about stovepipes of intelligence and isolated, self-contained channels of information that aren't shared. Could Senator Roberts' proposal fix that problem, do you think?
It might be able to fix the problem. It might make the problem worse. We just don't know, because the devil really is in how this new intelligence community would be structured. Is it going to be structured as three separate agencies, all reporting to one national intelligence director who has both tasking and budgetary authority over all elements? Or exactly how is it going to be put together? They're going to split the CIA up into separate agencies. How is that going to work? How are these separate agencies going to work in a more symbiotic relationship? If you have intelligence collection and analysis taken away from the CIA and put together with intelligence collection from the military, how is all of that going to interface with operations? Right now, there seems to be an incoherent concept here, because while the proposal that Roberts has would split off the director of intelligence from the director of operations of CIA, it would also create a national counterterrorism center in which you need those two functions together. In other words, you bring all your analytical resources and your operational resources together in one counterterrorism center in order to give the analysts the first cut at the raw data being collected so they can make intelligence judgments on terrorist threats. If you're going to split that off from the CIA, how is that all going to work? Are you going to create a new stovepipe there? Or really, are you ameliorating a problem that everyone has identified?
Vincent Canestraro, thanks very much.
Sure.
Vincent Canestraro, former CIA Chief of Counterterrorism Operations. He's also the former Director of Intelligence Programs for the National Security Council.